This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Breezy.
Nice.
What state does that take you guys to? Because I'm feeling a legit North Dakota vibe.
I was going to say Montana.
Yeah. Ooh. Really?
And no shit.
Yeah. I thought you guys were going to say Hawaii.
Oh.
There's a little pluckiness that was Hawaiian, but yeah. I pictured like
the hay
and a blue sky.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho.
Idaho.
So we're all really sort of in the general vicinity of one another.
Definitely right. in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Right?
Mountain Northwest. Whimsy.
Yeah. Let me just say who this was, who made it. It's Gabby Soul. Gabby, GABBYSOL.com. Website made with Squarespace. So you can listen to more of Gabby Soul's songs if you go to GabbySoul.com.
Nice.
And we're here with more podcasters from the HeadGum Network, Claire and Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys are the host of Couple of Questions.
Correct.
Jake and I, it's a very in-depth, very interesting, well, how would you describe your podcast? You basically get couples that have been in a relationship for at least 2 years, and you fucking ask the hard-hitting, in-depth.
Yeah.
You get in
interesting
there.
Interesting questions.
Yeah. You split, you get in deep, and then you start unraveling. Jake and I began openly weeping during our episode.
Right.
It's
right.
True.
You were asking
Well, you
us,
showed up crying.
Yeah, well, I was having a shit day just because I'm scared of fog, and it was foggy.
You're a scared.
Yeah, I was a scared. But,
oh, here's a real story from your podcast day.
Okay.
Claire wasn't there, right?
True.
And there was a swarm of bees that attacked the entire porch.
Yes. And we heard it coming.
We it
saw
was
it
very
coming,
terrifying.
Too. It was like, we're like, are those, we thought it was a weird swarm of like flies. And we're like, are they bees? And they kept on, it got to the point they were like 4 feet away. And that was the first time we realized, it is bees.
Yeah.
Everyone get inside now.
That it was like a plague.
It happened so fast. There were so many bees.
Everyone
thousands
get inside. It's more like Amir and I were inside like, no thank you. And you and Joanna were like, let's take pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to make sure they're bees. And
Jake smeared honey on his neck and ran outside.
And then I think Joanna is the one that she got in touch with me after and like said it was like something where the bees move nests or something, like the queen migrates to a new location and it happens like twice a year.
Whoa.
And wow. We were there for it.
How did she know that?
She Googled it.
you love calling her out.
I'm curious because like when I see a swarm of bees, I think, I don't know if that's happened to me.
Right.
But I would just think like, oh, they're just like they're flying around.
Yeah, like birds do.
I kept on saying the cat must have like pawed their nest or something. I was like,
yeah.
But she would not blame the cat. She was like, no, no.
They're also spelling letters. Did you guys notice that? At one point I looked up and it was a giant FU. Like they were taunting us. They're human.
Come
like,
at me. We got
slaves
stingers.
Of sorts. Yeah. They were taunting and teasing us.
I remember that.
If bees wanted to, they can kill us all. Fortunately, they couldn't. They're not.
Fortunately, they're dying out because we have destroyed
their
natural habitat.
Thank God.
But what if all of the bees in that swarm stung you at one time?
I would be dead.
So
they could do that one by one.
They could kill a couple people.
And then what? What are you going to do to kill the bees?
The bees die after they sting you.
Is that true?
Yeah, they only have one.
Yeah.
But how many are there?
I don't think there's...
I think Claire made it very clear there are about seven left, right?
Oh, there's only seven left.
That was the last swarm.
Oh, it's all in Claire's book, The Last Swarm. So you guys can pick it up on Amazon now.
That's why I couldn't be there that day.
With a capital B. No, I just kid. But your podcast is, it was one of our favorite interviews because you weren't asking us questions necessarily about
is Amir really like that in real life?
Or like how we work together. You were just like, when was the last time or the first time you were like, you had a serious conversation with Jake?
Yeah,
and I was
just
like, whoa. Yeah, your last fight. Like, do you guys ever get angry?
About?
It was like the beginning of therapy. You were breaking us down so that you could build us back. And we haven't been the same since.
Oh, that's so nice.
So if you haven't...
It drove a wedge between us that is slowly but surely separating us.
If you haven't listened to a couple of questions, you can start with Jake and I's episode and then move on. You guys have like 5, 6, 7 episodes at this point?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Where you talk to different couples. What are the rules? They have to be together for 2 years at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to like be inspired by their coupledom.
Wow. Yeah, we
it's
can't
not just
right.
any
they
old
can't,
couple. Oh,
yeah. You can't just be like, how is it working? We're in a loveless marriage. And
yeah, exactly.
We leave each other alone. Huh.
Well then.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by NatureBox. So this podcast is an advice show. People will email us who are in difficult places in their lives and they're seeking guidance. Sometimes it's just Jake and I. Sometimes we have our friends on the show. Are you guys ready, willing, and able to help us assist these listeners?
1,000%.
Yeah, bring on the worst.
Do you guys have advice-giving backgrounds?
Well, my entire career is advice-based.
That's really?
A good point.
Yeah.
You should have this show. Because only like 3% of our career is that.
So true.
Wait,
what
do you
was your
mean?
Career before this?
Yeah.
Being on this podcast.
Yeah.
We're launching you today.
Before 6 minutes and 24 seconds ago.
I have a couple of websites. Everyoneisgay.com, where we give advice to LGBTQ young people. And then The Parents Project, where we give advice to parents of LGBTQ kids. And then I wrote a book called This is a Book for Parents of Gay Kids. And it's advice for parents of gay kids. What's the Q?
You said LGBTQ.
Q stands for queer.
Oh, and how is that different than gay?
A lot of people don't identify as gay. They just kind of identify somewhere in the umbrella or somewhere in the scheme. And I think it's a more comfortable word for people to identify with.
But
it really depends. Like, any identity kind of depends on the person. So if someone's like, hey, I'm queer, you can just ask them what it means to them.
So you can be queer but not gay, or gay but not queer, or it's not that cut and dry.
You can be anything you want to be.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
that. No problem.
We're getting... all right. This question is short and sweet. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give him a fake name to preserve his anonymity. Danielle, why don't we start with you? Do you have a fake guy's name?
Chauncey.
That's pretty good.
Really quick. Really quick with Chauncey.
Claire,
really
last name?
Banalgut.
What was it?
Banalgut. Listen, dude.
Chauncey Banalgut?
Right.
That's beautiful.
I haven't seen my parents kiss each other in 5 years. Are they not chill with each other? That's it.
So now we just all say...
What do you think? Do
yes
you think,
or no?
Yeah.
Well, you can elaborate more, but yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your parents kiss in the last 5 years?
What kind of kiss?
Ooh, great question.
Chauncey.
French. Straight French.
I don't think I've ever seen my parents...
French. Are they not chill with each other?
Have sex in front of me.
Oh, that's a good question. Have you ever walked in?
No.
No?
Not that I know of. I don't think I've ever seen... I mean, I've
saw
seen
Daddy
parents,
hurting
like,
Mommy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've seen, actually.
What have you seen?
You know, like, getting home from work, I'm home, kiss.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Kiss on the cheek or
but
something.
But I've, like, never seen my parents...
Sexual.
...make out, Chauncey, if that's what you're asking me, if I've ever seen my parents do that.
Do you feel like his parents not Frenching? Like, do you think that makes them... not chill with each other?
Well, Chauncey, I guess I'd ask you if like 6 years ago, were you seeing your parents French
yeah.
each other?
Oh, yeah,
up until
like, that
what
question.
Is the shift from?
Yeah.
Like, what are we going away from?
Mm-hmm. What's
I
the
think,
change?
You know, relationships ebb and flow. I think they
do you feel like 5 years is too much of an
age?
Ebb? Five
I don't know.
Ebb.
I mean, maybe like their maybe their relationship isn't as sexual, but maybe it's intimate in different ways.
Oh.
Maybe neither of them need that anymore. Maybe.
Yeah, I
you
can't.
You know, I don't. I can't. I don't
how are we supposed to comprehend relationships that have lasted longer than we've been alive?
That's
I don't know.
Point.
Like my parents have been together in since 72. It's like a 42-year relationship.
Yeah.
I'm only 51. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I like. I want to I would love to know and also hate to know at the same time if my parents have a good sex life.
I think
like an interview with my mom where if I was allowed to press a button at the end and forget everything,
I'd like to Men in Black learn everything and then Men in Black myself.
I am so curious, but then I don't want to know.
I can't imagine being it just it has like I've gotten well, Danielle, what do you think?
Yeah, so far you haven't said anything.
Except that he's 50 years old.
Yeah, I just imagine the flame, which starts burning very bright, gradually gets smaller and smaller, and then after 40 years, it has to go away entirely.
I don't
it's
think
a
it
kind
has
of depressing
to, but I think it
thought.
Does a lot.
Yeah,
and
at,
I think
at a certain
what
point.
We see on TV is that it's supposed to. It's
right.
like everything we see with couples is like, once you've been a couple for a long time, it's going to be terrible and you're not going to like each other anymore.
Well,
so
if
this is correct.
I feel like the relationship at first is like, it's like evolutionary. Are y'all good at boning? All right, I'm attracted. We're good at boning. We can bone and we can have kids. Now it's like, all right, are y'all good at making a partnership where you create life and raise those children? Forget about the boning. That's sort of over with. How well can you turn this 1-year-old into an 18-year-old? And then if you have time, you can bone, but that's really not necessary anymore. And thus, evolutionarily speaking, it seems like your sex drive diminishes as you get older because that's not a necessary part of procreation anymore. So whenever I see people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, I feel like all their love and all their energy when they were teenagers, which was about their orgasming, has now just transferred to, I love my grandkids.
Okay, here's why I disagree.
Is that truly what you think?
I disagree, and here's why.
Okay.
One of my favorite old people couples, they're going to be so upset I called them this, but...
they're 35.
Yeah. So my friend Molly's parents, one thing that she says about them was like, I love their relationship, and one thing that I love is that my dad still touches my mom's butt.
Whoa.
Right?
I was going to say something really similar.
You do it then.
No, that's it. My dad grabs my mom's butt, and
yeah.
every time I do, I'm like, gross, but also... Fuck yeah.
Right?
That's good. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, your mom always sort of squeams and rolls her eyes when it happens. She hunches her shoulders and squeezes her clavicles. Not clavicles. Sorry. You were saying?
I did say it, yeah.
But isn't that the exception to the rule?
I don't know. I mean, I think it is the exception to the rule, but I think the rule sucks.
Mm. Yeah, you are good.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it,
you don't
guys.
Buy my theory.
I don't know. I don't see it so black and white, I guess, that each stage is like this thing.
Yeah.
I think...
You know, something about Amir is that he turns everything into a math problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't have actual feeling.
Or a graph.
Okay.
So all
yeah,
I see
yeah.
is like, you can't... It's called diminishing marginal utility. You
right.
can't enjoy something the same the first time, second, third, mm-hmm. millionth time. You're waking up next to the same person for the 10,000th, 50,000th time. You cannot be
but I
that
think
excited anymore.
That it's not linear...
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you're not enjoying it in the same way. Like, for example, like that law I think applies, like say ice cream. It's
oh,
like, oh, take a bite of ice
cream.
Like
yeah.
that's delicious. The
yeah.
next bite, it's like,
oh.
it's still good.
Yeah,
like,
but less so.
10 bites later, it's not as good.
Right.
But I think like a relationship is much more complex and dynamic so that as you age, like for example, I was talking to my grandma on the phone last night.
That's awesome.
She just moved into like a, you know what? It's not like a nursing home. It's
assisted.
Like assisted
facilities.
Living place. Yeah,
yeah,
like 2 months ago. And this was the first time I talked to her. So I'm not that great. And she was like saying something and then she mentioned like, oh, maybe I'll have a pup look at it. Oh, what? Like, she's not crazy. She hasn't like lost her mind or anything.
You haven't told us if your grandfather's dead or alive.
he dead?
Oh, okay. I was able to sort of ascertain that.
So there was like this moment where she was like, oh, what? Like, he's of course, he's not here anymore. I can't ask him.
Right.
And I mean, I only knew them as my grandparents, so I didn't see any like ass grabbing. Maybe that happens with like.
Definitely. Sure. I mean, you know, they boned at least a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Never saw them do it. Similar to my grandparents. But there's something I think so sweet about when you get to be that age, like just wanting to share that thing with someone or knowing like that person was that in your life. Like they spent every single minute together, at least, you know, for the last probably 15 years of their lives. Like, isn't that better than sex?
Yeah. So maybe they are. I shouldn't say that you don't like the person anymore. You just have less of a sexual desire to like get off with that person.
Yeah. But do you think that apply? That's because of the person? Or do you think that's just what happens to any living thing as it ages because it doesn't need to be procreating anymore?
Yeah. I would say like old dogs don't hump legs.
Right.
Wow, that's actually really sort of smart.
That's your autobiography.
Yours is Fear the Swarm, and mine is Old Dogs Don't Hump Legs.
Forthcoming.
It's you sitting on a porch somewhere,
petting an old dog, disappointed.
Grumpy frown.
Why not me? What do you think, man?
I think I'm of the school that like relationships change, and like either for good or bad, like you sort of have to be able to adapt as they're going. I think you can still be happy in a moment like, hey, we're older, we've built a family, my parents are happy to check in on us and
yeah,
see if we're doing well. And maybe they're not, there's not like fire in the who, I don't, maybe there is, maybe they're still going at it. I hope so. Go mama. But I guess I don't think that it gets worse as you get older. I think it gets different and some people handle it better.
It gets different and some people handle it better.
That's not the title
Damn
of my
savage.
Book.
don't give it a title yet. So
I like it.
The specific question was, are they not chill with each other? I think my answer is that they're still chill with each other. It just isn't as physically romantic as it used to be, perhaps. Or maybe they're making out once you leave the room, like a bunch of horned up teenagers when their dad leaves or something.
Yeah, maybe the new thing for them is to do it behind your back, Chauncey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that really gets them off.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably do it right outside
like,
your door
when
they're...
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, when you're asleep.
As soon as you go to sleep, they're on the hallway floor fucking...
Don't fucking wake him up.
Oh, man.
And Chauncey is just wide awake in bed wondering if his parents are chill or not. Oh, they're real chill, dude.
They're chiller than you'll ever be.
So fucking chill.
Did we all get to answer the question?
I think so.
More or less.
Tight.
Really, we need more information, but that was good enough for now.
Let's keep it in the familial question. We need a fake girl's name.
Frida. Clara.
Oh, shit. I was going to do first name, last name.
Yeah, but you were looking me directly in the eye.
Because I thought of it as
your last name is Frida.
Oh, that's good. Nice. Last name, Frida. First name.
Oh. Dania.
Dania.
Dania Frida.
Oh, my
Frida?
God.
Have you ever seen Claire Freeze like that?
Never in my life.
It's because I have this one go-to name, that Carla Lababador, and I'm trying so hard to not just say it.
Carla Lababador.
Carla Lababador. Yeah,
you got a stockpile of good names. Billy Bainu was in. Well, wait, we were talking about Billy Bainu before the podcast, right?
Yeah,
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I still use that screen name.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's
yeah,
still all up in the AOL chat rooms, Town
Kids
Hall 22,
only, bitches.
With a Z.
Oh my God.
There's a Z in only too. All right. What was the name? Frida Dinia?
Can I just say I didn't mean like I currently go on Kids Only?
No, of course.
When I was a kid using that name.
Obviously. We're editing this out. This is we're going to play Kids Only Bitches 9 times in a row.
Guys, I'm in a dumb situation. I've been cursed with an ungrateful brother. As a college graduation gift for my brother, I told him that I wanted to take him to Iceland. It's a trip that we've been wanting to take together for years, and I figured that it would make a great graduation present. I even offered to pay for both our plane tickets and lodging if he could help me pay for an Airbnb and rental car. Sorry, she would pay for the plane tickets. He would help for the Airbnb. He initially said that he thought it was a good idea. He even seemed excited to go until the other day when he flat out said, I don't know if I'd be able to go. He is graduating in 2017 and he's already telling me that he won't be able to get off from work from a full-time job he has yet to receive. He hasn't even graduated yet and he says that he's too busy. Like, what the fuck kind of ungrateful person is this? I am very hurt by this and I want to discuss it with him. There is no way that I'm paying for 2 round trip tickets to Iceland for someone who doesn't even want to go. How do I bring this conflict up civilly? Oh, and this girl's going to be at our live show in Philly.
Nice.
Okay, Danani, I got something to say.
Oh.
Was that it? Danai or Danani?
Dania, but her Dania. Her friends call her Danani.
Great. Danani. I have a couple things to say about this. I feel very passionate, and here's why. If he doesn't want to go, why on earth do you want to spend the money on him?
Because, yeah, all right. That's
if
a good question.
If he doesn't want to go, why do you want to go with him?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't want to go, and he's being honest with you, that seems like a good brother and not a bad one.
Oh, so
well, he's not being honest. He's saying he's being
he's making up a rule. He's making up an excuse.
He's like, I can't go. I'm busy with work.
And he hasn't graduated yet. He graduates in 2 years.
True. But here's what I think though. Like, she's upset not because her brother's like, she's upset because
they're slowly drifting apart.
Yeah, that's sad. I think that's what she's like going through.
And she's like manifesting the sadness as anger towards him. Do you guys have brothers?
Nope. Yeah.
How can that be? Aren't you guys sisters?
Well,
you know, it's in Jesus's blood. What is that called?
Yeah.
What do Christians say?
What's your book?
You know.
How are we all related or whatever?
I'm part Christian and I drink his blood.
Yeah.
Is that Christian?
Oh.
Or is that Dracula? Oh,
yeah. Am I a Christian or a vampire? I never quite figured out the two.
So we're all poisoned by the same man. So yeah, kind of.
Are you close with your brother?
I got two.
You got two? Oh, I have two brothers.
Oh, yeah?
Two older brothers?
One older, one younger.
Are
plus
they
I got a sister.
Year?
Holy shit. Oh,
you
yeah,
got
you
a
have
sister?
A sister? No, sister.
Three of you?
There's three.
You're the middle? You're
I'm the
youngest.
I'm the baby. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you want to go
you
with...
You know about family dynamics, huh?
Yeah.
Would you imagine... What do you think Amir is? Or what would you have imagined he was before?
It's hard to go back, but okay. I would maybe think oldest.
Really?
What do you think I am?
Out of how many? Do
yeah. Oh, do you think I have brothers or sisters, and what number am I? I'll feel really insulted if you say only child. I think
you maybe have a sister.
That's true.
And that I think
this
I
is
think
a hard
your
one.
Sister
for...
is maybe like 6 years older than you.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's a hard one for Jay because he has like five brothers and sisters of varying ages.
Oh,
so
well,
you honestly couldn't get it
like
wrong.
A trap. This feels like a trap. Then.
Yeah, but you nailed sister.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like a good thing to know that I have.
Yeah, he's got four sisters, one older, three under, and then a younger brother below that. Three of them are triplets. It's a whole spider
this definitely
web.
Definitely was a trap.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you couldn't have gotten it wrong.
It was a mire.
Unless you said older brother.
Yeah, true. I wouldn't have guessed older brother.
That's good.
Which is the one thing
which
I
which is
am.
Why I didn't.
Well, anyway, if you wanted to plan a trip for your brother and he's like, yeah, maybe. Would you be offended? Would you be angry? Would you be hurt?
It's hard to put myself in that situation because I don't think I would do that.
You don't think you'd ever plan a trip?
Not for a sibling, no. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't. But I can relate to the kind of drifting apart from a sibling thing.
Right. Do you bring
that
it up?
That feels real to me.
Do you say something?
Bring up the drifting? I think, well, I mean, there are four of us, so there's different dynamics. And I feel like at times other people have felt a drifting.
Yeah.
Not to get into too much specifics to respect those
their
family
wishes.
Members.
Just name
but
names.
I
would like
is...
to know all their names. Who's drifted apart the most? Who's
okay.
still the closest?
DeLuli?
DeLuli.
Shambian.
That's really good. Actually, just to cut to the chase, who's your favorite sibling?
Yeah.
Probably
DeLuli.
Probably DeLuli.
I knew that.
I've always been more of a Shambian man.
I mean, Shambian, like, he's kind of hot and cold.
Yeah. So your parents name you DeLuli, Shambian, Claire.
Yeah. And Banuki.
Yeah. Banuki, yeah. I was going to guess that.
Much like the old last couple, their creativity ebbs and flows.
Just like that, yeah. I think that drifting apart from siblings is painful, and
yep.
it's part of getting older, and maybe some people don't do it. So, I feel like I've drifted a little, maybe. But you know, you become adults. You're not kids anymore. Who knows if it's still going
to
work?
To me, this is a perfect situation. You seem like a great older sister because you've expressed interest and you've even offered to buy the gift. So that you don't have to get him a gift anymore because it's like, I wanted to fly him to Iceland and he's saying no. So she's out of that responsibility. And then two, she can now go to Iceland with somebody who really wants to go, yeah. Probably somebody that's like closer to her than her brother. So it is a sad situation. I wouldn't bring it up, though. I wouldn't say, like, hey, how come you don't want to go with me? Because then what's the best case scenario? Mm. You guilt him into going with you? That's not fun either.
Yeah, but you could talk to him about drifting a bar. You can be like, hey, we don't have to go to Iceland. I'm not trying to force you to spend 2 weeks with me, but do you want to go camping this weekend? You know? And then you have, like, 2 days to hang out. And then also it's like, yeah, you're becoming adults and people grow and change. And I think it's cool that he's becoming his own person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be offended if your sister said that no thanks to a trip?
I guess I wouldn't be offended. I would be sad. I think it's like, man, it would, I don't think it would, for me, it wouldn't manifest in anger. I wouldn't be like, you're an ingrate. Why don't you want to come? But I would probably be hurt. I think I would be pretty passive about it. What do you do?
No. You have a fucking ungrateful brother or sister.
God. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's been times when I like offered my brother things and he like didn't want them and I felt like a little hurt or something, but I was never like, you're a dick.
I've given a gift that was given back to me because it was like deemed inappropriate in one way or another. And then really? I'm not like offended. I'm like, all right, it's your thing. If you don't want it, you don't get it. And that's fine.
What gift?
It was
a bust of yourself.
What's that?
Just a bust of you.
Yeah. It was a bust of me.
It's a full size wax statue.
It's beautiful. That would make me mad.
I think when you offer to do someone a favor and they don't want it, you can't get mad at them. Mm-hmm. That's like such a weird thing to like, why are you mad at me? You gave this to me. Well, I could destroy it.
It's like, it always, to me, I think, comes back to sadness. It's never madness.
Madness is just sadness. You forgot to cry.
Right. Can that be my book title? Yeah. I want it.
I forgot to cry, so now I'm upset at this person.
So now I think you're a dick.
If I just cried, I would be sad and not mad. And now I'm not glad because of that.
The real danger with that, though, too, is like when people are sad, I would be way warmer towards them. If I made someone sad, I'd be like, how do I make this right? But when I make somebody mad, I'm like, fuck off. I'm mad too.
Yeah. This girl seems like she wants to guilt her brother into going. That's not a good situation.
Well, it's tough when the gift is something you have to participate in for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, yeah.
Like, I'm sure that her brother would appreciate, I don't know, like,
two tickets that he could bring whoever he wants.
Yeah, for sure that. But like, what about like a photo album of like him through the years or like their relationship through the years?
I like the computer idea.
Yeah, computer. Come on.
That's like a very fucking practical gift.
And then just be like, you have to video chat with me twice. You know? I don't know.
No.
Well, I think like
I might have work. He's already playing Doom. He's jerking off already.
The computer only connects to her computer.
Yeah.
It's a one way only.
But I think, like, she wants to give him a gift that is kind of about her, right? Like, maybe he doesn't want that gift, but she's mad that he doesn't want the gift that she wants him to want.
Is it like giving somebody a bowling ball and then being like, oh, well, if you don't want it, I'll have it. Like, that's what happened in The Simpsons.
I think it's like giving someone not to undermine The Simpsons, but I feel like it's maybe like, I love bowling. Here's a bowling ball for you.
Yeah.
Now you're going to come bowling with me.
Right.
Another person's like, I'm not that into bowling. Right. Or I don't even have arms.
We forgot to mention this girl's brother does not have arms.
Yep. So how is he supposed to go glacier hiking, mountaineering?
Well, actually, mostly feet. Yeah. So not a huge excuse.
How's he supposed to get the Airbnb?
Right.
He can't type.
Yeah.
How's he supposed to hand his passport over to a ticket agent?
He can't do it.
His whole thing is a slap in the face, which he can't do because he's armless.
But he's still a great person.
Yeah. Give him a break. So do we sympathize with the sister or the brother here?
We say, sister, ask your brother what he wants.
Sisters, ask your brothers what they want.
And I think, sister, tell your brother that you're afraid your relationship is going to change and you love him and you don't want to lose him.
That's beautiful.
That's sweet.
To adulthood.
Which is why I'll pay for your ticket to Iceland and we can go during your school. You won't have work. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, perfect. We'll go during spring break when you would really rather be home with your friends.
Yes. That's the worst. All right. Let's take a quick break to thank one more sponsor. But then we'll be back with more Claire and Danielle right after this. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards yeah. to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
a, it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement good. Movement.
Is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems like it should
I'll have
to
check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness now. Nah.
yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
Ooh.
Off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back. Have you guys learned more about yourself interviewing other people on your podcast? Like, do you find yourself learning different things about you, or is it mostly the external, I'm just learning about these other people?
I would say yes. Well, not necessarily learning things about me, but well, we started because Claire and I were both in brand new relationships
oh.
and we were like obsessively asking questions to one of our fave couples. And then that person was like, you should do a podcast. And we were like, okay. And then we just like a couple of bouncing beans just like got every couple we could and asked them so many questions because we like wanted to be in really good relationships.
Oh, so you're like, you're asking like, how do I attain this thing?
For me, I felt like it was not understanding what a relationship was. And I was like, tell, like, you're all in them. You know what they are. Tell me what they are. And for a while, in terms of your original question, I think I struggled with then thinking that my relationship had to be like all of these people's relationships.
Like, why aren't I in soulmate love with my other yet?
Yeah, and that if I wasn't like feeling the things that they described, or things weren't like happening in that same way, I was like, oh my God. Well then,
yeah.
I guess this isn't a relationship.
Right.
So like, it kind of gave me a lot of anxiety for a while.
It seems like there's two kinds of relationship beginnings. The one where you like slowly like get into a cold pool of water, and then you're like getting into it, and then by the end you're used to it. And then there's ones where you like dive right in and we're like, I was in love the first minute. Don't you feel that way? And then you're like, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some guests who were like, the first night they met, like
they just knew
that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those stories are great and true and real and honest.
But then like, if I haven't experienced that, does that mean like after the first date, should I not go on a second date because I'm not feeling it? Or can I like grow into feeling that emotion?
Saying that she learned everybody's different, right?
Everybody's different. Yeah. 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 And I think it's like a disservice to your own process and experience if you're just comparing it to other people.
Right.
Yeah. Which is like something.
You've never been a person that would dive in and love something right away. Right.
Right. Like I would never, I'm just not that kind of like emotional, like mm-hmm. unless it's like a really good sandwich, I can't imagine like having love at first bite which is my cookbook.
Right. Yeah. There's another thing in there.
But I'm also guilty of like cutting things off too early because like, maybe because I'm getting older, I'm just like, you know, I've hung out with this person 3 times and it's like, what am I doing here? I'm not going to marry this person. Should I see her for a 4th, 5th, 6th time? Or should I just cut it off at this point?
I think that you know what you're supposed to do.
I do.
I think if you're like, I'm not feeling it, I want to cut it off. Like, I don't want to be dating you if that's how you feel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's so like self-fulfilling thing.
Yeah, totally. So it's like kind of the same thing. And then like the other common thread that I've noticed is like every single couple, they are one another's best friend. They just are. And like, that's how I feel about Julia too. Like, she's my best friend in the world. And so it's like, even when we're having a huge fight that lasts for 3 days, it's like at the end of it, she's the one that I want to talk to about the fight.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's a thing. Like with every single couple, they're like, yeah, I mean, we're best friends. So we figure out how to work it out. And like, if she needs something, I'll do it. And even if it's like hard to figure out, like, she's the person that I want to be with. So I don't know. I guess.
Well, what the fuck am I? This is my best friend. I'm not going to fuck
buddy.
It.
Oh,
that's why we interviewed you guys on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really just about best friends.
Shit.
BFFs.
I guess I'll get married to Jake. Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, what choice do I have at this cool. point? If that's the common thread, I'm kind of fucked.
It seems like it's working, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
I love
actually.
You, dude.
I think you guys are a cute couple, so.
Right. If we were just down, I feel like that would just... We already live together and work together.
I mean, no, having sex is the one thing we haven't done yet. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But you do kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're,
no, we blow
still
each
chill.
Other.
We're still 69. Chill with each other.
We just haven't penetrated.
Yeah.
And it's, right. And it's that wall that we can't break through.
Yeah.
Are Jake and I the only non-romantic relationship you guys have had on the show?
So far, but we're having... we're going to have more.
Like partners in different ways.
Mm-hmm. How long have you two known each other?
Not that long.
Not long. A couple
years.
Do
you pass your 2-year test?
Oh, yeah. I guess we do pass our 2-year test.
Do we?
We met right after I moved to LA, and I just passed my 2-year.
Wow.
That's
maybe
awesome.
We should interview ourselves.
That's a nice
That's
idea.
A great idea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of things I'd like to ask us.
A couple of.
What other common threads do you see with like successful relationships?
They talk so much. They talk constantly.
Like, constant, like texting communication?
No. I mean like with the emotions and feelings and how they
nothing
work
stays
through
bottled
shit.
Up.
Yeah, nothing stays bottled up. Nobody's like, oh, well, I had this thing that I was upset about for 6 years and I'm still upset about it and I'm getting it out on a couple of questions. Like everyone right. has, if they've gotten through things, it's because they've talked about it and they've had to figure it out.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good communication.
Mm-hmm.
Another thread.
Yeah.
Some people have broken up and gotten back together.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know how much of a thread that is.
Yeah.
But I feel like I know a bunch of people.
You don't often
who have
hear
done that
because it's like, I think people sort of are ashamed when they've broken up and gotten back together. They like don't like to talk about that part
yeah.
of when they I don't know, there's something that's like not, it's not like a picture book story romance when you're like, we broke up for a while, then we got back together. No one's like, how romantic.
Right.
Everyone's like, are you sure it's still good?
Yeah.
Is everything
yeah. Because they broke up for a reason.
Right.
And oftentimes your friends will be like, fuck that other person. You could do so much better. It's like, I'm back with them. And they're like, ah, he wasn't that bad.
But I think most of the times people broke up, it was because they like weren't ready to be together. Like Jesse and Zinzi broke up for a day, I think. Like they, and then they
and then
realized,
they were ready
like,
after that 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, and no. The way they got through it was through talking so much.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it's maybe it like ties into another thread I see, which is people just being like thinking the other person is like cool and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like actually having like a crush on them always.
Yes. It's
yeah.
Like
just
a
like thinking
crush.
Like, oh,
like you
want to cool.
hang out with that
you're,
person.
You're like a weird, unique person who is outside of me, who is another person.
Yeah.
I realize now as
and
you
they
say
like,
that.
Fucking get it. They like get it. You know what I mean? It's more than thinking you're cool. It's like you're cool and I have this view of the world and you understand that view. It's like a it's cool.
In the last 2 years, I've only felt that towards dudes. Like, oh, that guy's going to be my friend. Oh, that guy's a great guy. Yeah. Oh, I miss that guy. I haven't felt that with somebody that I was also physically attracted to.
Yeah.
What do you look for in somebody? Like,
in a
do you
friend?
Ever, like do you ever see like similarities in the kinds of guys you want to be friends with and like feel like maybe girls have those qualities too?
Oh, interesting. So I'm thinking of like my most recent friends. So like
Billy, you like
Billy. Billy's awesome.
He's
like
really
super
good
nice.
At basketball.
Yeah, Bainu? He knows sports. Yeah, Billy Labino. Yeah. I think I like people that are not negative. So, like, you see this guy, like, oh, that's a good guy. Like, I can't say, oh, that's a good guy about a lot of guys. But, like, Billy's a good guy. His name is Billy, right off the bat. Good guy.
He's like a friendly dog.
Yeah, exactly. He's, like, he has no negative. He never, like, talks shit about people. He's just, like, constantly looking at the positive thing. He doesn't get upset.
I really do love Billy.
Yeah, Billy's the best. He's also very, like, sense of humor. We were able to joke around very easily. We have common interests, so like we talk about sports a lot, and that's a very easy conversation to have. But what
he's
am I going to?
Also in amazing shape, so there's sort of like an inspiration thing. Like
yeah,
you look at Billy and you're like, how do I become more of a man like you are?
Right. Yeah, you're strong. He's a strong man with a good attitude.
Yeah.
You ever look for that in a lady?
I don't think so.
Strong man with a good attitude.
I think parts of that though. You should be looking for like somebody who inspires you and who you like look at and you're like, man, she's the fucking best. Like those are the things you should be looking for.
I think it would be easier if I was just sexually attracted to the dudes that I was becoming friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a pill I can take?
You, dude.
Cool.
I know a lot of guys who have taken it.
Have taken the what?
Taken that pill.
That pill.
But like when they were like a lot younger.
Right.
People like when they were in the womb. God made them swallow it.
So you are born that way, but it's a pill you take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So in utero.
It's an interesting choice. You don't necessarily get to make
a fetal decision.
All right. That's, okay.
That's
now I get it.
Really God forces it down your throat. Movie. I think is what it is.
Yeah.
Another book.
A fetal decision.
I'm more interested in talking about you finding a mate actually.
I'm really into this.
We've never really talked about it on the podcast.
Right. I mean, I've hung out with ladies and they're all cool and friendly. Mm-hmm. But then for whatever reason I don't have that like crush aspect where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this person again. I really want to see this person again. Ooh, I'm getting like butterflies in my stomach whenever I see their name pop up in my phone.
Have you ever gotten that with women or has it only been...
Yeah, really? I must have with my previous lady friends.
You did. Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when there was like somebody you were about to start dating. You would like G-chat me, like, do I text her this? Do I text her this?
Right.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that it's that. It just sticks around and changes a little bit. It's like I've been dating Julia for like a year and a half. So not that long, but way past the crush phase for sure. Right. At least for me.
My way past crush the point where you're nervous about what to text her.
Yeah, exactly.
But you still have like...
But I still like if I get a text from her, I'm like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez, after a year and a half.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's Louise. Cool. Maybe, I mean, there has to be something about me where, like, I just become less excited about things over time.
No, I have dated, like, 11 other people, and it's all the same. It's all, like, 1 month in, I'm like, okay, I'm not excited, and then 3 months in, I'm like, do we have to have sex?
Right, so, like, it's just about finding the person that'll push that limit as far as it can go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, because at a certain point, like, there are just, like, other chemicals in your body that start working that aren't, like, raw sexual desire.
Yeah, and it's like, totally.
Bond and loyalty and friendship and all that stuff.
Right. It's what Chauncey's parents are maybe feeling.
Yeah.
And that's how we know that they are chill with each other.
Yeah, because Danielle gets excited from texts from Julia. Texts from Julia.
You know, it's another thing is, I enjoy being single. So, like, I'm constantly weighing, does the relationship pros outweigh the pros of being single? So, like, if I rate my singleness at a 95 out of 100, like, if a girl comes into my life and she's a 90, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But you know what? Being single is actually better. So, like, if I was living...
See what I said about turning everything into a math problem?
Yeah. 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 But actual if I was leading integers. A lonely life... If I was leading a lonely life where I was living by myself, going home and like microwaving a TV dinner and then just like masturbating and falling asleep every night.
That sounds fucking perfect.
Yeah, never mind. Okay, that sounded awesome. But
imagine if it was bad.
Yeah, but...
If I would hang out with ladies that were just as good as the ladies I'm hanging out with now, but they would seem better because I'm putting them up against what my single life is like.
But you don't know after, say, 3 dates, and they're, like, chill, but you're like, I don't know if I'm going to marry them, which is a question I ask myself a lot, or used to.
Right.
You're kind of denying yourself the process of getting to know who that person actually is.
Right.
Who they haven't just been on 3 dates, or who you have been on 3 dates, like, and what your actual connection is, to see if, like, yeah, maybe your single life is a 95, but maybe, like, after 3 months of dating them, you're... semi-coupled life is a 96.
God, that's a long commitment. 3 months to give
Let's
someone
say two.
That
but she turned into a know, math problem. Two? Yeah, yeah. Turned into yeah. Some math.
And how many times a week am I seeing them?
I also think that you don't necessarily love being single. You just love your life right now. Like, yes. You love where your career is at. Yeah. You love hanging out with your best friends all the time. You love where you live. Yep. And the difference is... There totally can be a person who you love hanging out with your friends and that person.
Oh.
Like when the two of you are together, you like feel like you look hot together, and she tells funny stories, but Whoa. When you tell stories together, they're even funnier.
Oh shit.
And then there are like things that are happening in your career, and she's the first person you want to tell.
Oh damn.
You know what I mean? Nice. So it's like you still have your fucking great life.
It needs to be a movie star.
Yeah.
It needs to be a hot smoke show that I can
Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Any Danes, really. If Claire is a sister.
Danes Judy Dench.
Or a Kirsten Dunst type.
Judy Dench.
Dame Judy Dench. Yeah, somebody that excites me. As, yeah, that I can be with my friends. That's a hard one because it's hard going into a friend group.
Yeah.
It is.
Here's a title for a book.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Catcher in the Rye is taken, so let me cut you off.
It. Yeah. What about the great... Gatsby.
No, that's close.
Okay.
I love it.
Different. Different isn't worse.
Different isn't worse.
It's a...
So just because my life...
It's an illustrated self-help book.
So just because my life is going to be different with somebody doesn't mean it's worse than...
Yeah, man.
It's just different.
Like you can still have this life with a person.
Right.
Sliding doors.
So you're...
Seen it.
Let me ask you guys this question. Do you guys think I should have given the... ladies in the last 2 years of my life a longer shot, or because I thought that I was sort of cutting them off, then that meant that I shouldn't have stayed with them. Does that make sense?
Okay, that was confusing, but I get what you're doing.
Like, so everybody at home knows Amir is lying face down on the floor right now.
Slowly unbuckling
he let
my
every
pants.
Good thing in his life slip away.
Everything you've done was perfect up until now.
Because it led me here.
Because it led you here to this life that you love.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think one of my favorite quotes of any of our couple of questions we've had is from the episode with Liz Feldman and Rachel Cantu. And Rachel just said, it doesn't have to be that hard. And I feel like that's the really most nice. Important thing of all of it. It doesn't have to be that hard. You shouldn't be like going over and over in your head, like, did I do a bad thing that I cut off this relationship with this person I didn't really give a shit about? I didn't really care when she was talking and I wasn't really paying attention.
But isn't that my problem if I don't give a shit when somebody that I should care about is talking?
I think you can try a little harder, but you still can't fake that last...
Yeah.
That last... however many percent. That's your job to decide.
Totally. But like, I think you need to be more open, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Like when you said that couple's name, ZZ, which one?
Jesse and Zinzi.
Zinzi, for example. Yeah. I couldn't date someone named Zinzi because I can't imagine introducing somebody named Zinzi to my friends.
Yeah, but if you met someone named Zinzi and that person like blew your mind and made you laugh like no one else and was your favorite person to talk to.
I know, I feel like conflicted. I feel it, but that's how close-minded insane. I am.
Amir like, and Zinzi is perfect.
Yeah, from A to Z, that would be our book together. And yet still, something about having a unique name, I feel like I can't, like, hey, Zinzi, tweeting at her, texting her, hey, Zinzi.
Tweeting at her. Your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, how fucked up is that? I need to date a Rachel.
Because that's something that only exists in your mind at this point.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm a flawed mind. I have to be more open-minded.
You're closed-minded.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, yeah, closed-minded, definitely.
I mean, if you're looking back on the past 2 years and your first thought is like, but should I, was I supposed to marry any of those girls? Are those girls my wife?
Not marry, but should I have given them a longer shot?
Because you would only give them a longer shot if you were going to marry them, right?
But you're saying you don't even know that, the information, until you're 2 to 3 months in.
That's in my mind.
Right.
But I'm talking about like the transitive property of your own mind.
Right.
That's a movie. That's like
50 like, first dates.
Yeah. Or like whatever, like Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, that's a great movie.
If someone like really stuck with you.
Dane Cook, Good Luck Chuck. Yeah,
that movie owned.
Cook's so fucking did, funny.
I don't care what people say.
If there's like someone in your past that still haunts your heart.
Yeah.
I think you would know that.
Mm. There are, I guess there are ladies that I think about still more than others.
Then let's make that movie, baby.
What are their names?
Zinzi is one for sure.
It's never going to work. Mind. I'll tell you now. It's never going to work. You can't tweet at her. How are you going to ask her to marry you? You can't tweet at her.
We had a therapist, an expert therapist on the show a couple weeks ago. Emily Gordon, and I was asking him, like, should I go to therapy? She's like, everybody should go to therapy, whether you think you should or not. I've never gone to therapy. This sort of is getting me into it because
you guys really made your podcast bleed into our podcast.
Yeah, we really did. You should. I love therapy. I swear by it.
I know.
Man,
you should.
Julia didn't give a single shit about therapy until I was like, and today my therapist said, and then she was like, God, your therapist is good. And I was like, right. Yeah. And then she was like, I'm gonna go therapy, and now she loves it too.
Did she go to your therapist?
No, we don't go to the same therapist, but her therapist was a recommendation from my therapist.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine where I would be today without the help of therapy.
Wow.
Yeah, it'd be. I think it'd be bad. maybe it would have turned out okay.
Almost as bad as my current state. Imagine that. Stiff arming ladies because of the name they have. That's not okay. That's not all right. Do you guys mind if we answer one last question? Just because I don't want to feel like I'm shortchanging our audience.
I understand.
This is another lady. Claire, first name.
Jasmina.
Jasmina.
I love it.
But you have to say it that slowly, otherwise you won't respond to it.
There's three A's, four Z's, an M. A lot of H's.
You could not date her.
Last name? Or just last initial. We want to keep this fake person anonymous, too.
T.
I love that.
Wait, I want to know
but
what
it stands for.
Trinkets.
Yep.
Jasmina Trinkets writes, I recently matched with this guy on Tinder that I wouldn't normally swipe right on the app or in real life. I live on an island where the pickin' is very slim, other than the occasional batch of tourists. But this guy had me when he mentioned Larry David in his bio. We matched back in July, and we've been talking every day nonstop. My dilemma is this. This guy is my soulmate. He is extremely kind, huge comedy, music, and film nerd, loves sports, and is extremely smart. I'm talking Amir, Pat Castles, and Thomas Middleditch all rolled into one. It makes me laugh like crazy.
I'm noticeably absent from the perfect man. That's fine.
The issue here is that he is 300 pounds. This guy's personality alone makes me want to jump his bones. But when I think about putting his dick in my mouth, the only thing I can think about is getting crushed by his thighs and his stomach resting on top of my head. I don't want to say that I'm repulsed, but god damn it, I think I'm pretty freaking close. I feel like such an asshole saying this, as I'm not the skinniest person ever, either. I've got ass and thighs for days, and my second smile, aka double chin, is so real. He is offering the world to me, and I'm hesitant to take it. I really, really like this guy, but how do I get over the physical part? This guy has made several playlists for me and is on the search for this rare fish / Harris Whittles t-shirt that I've been looking for months. So I know he's really into me. And again, I like him a lot too, but I don't know if I can lead him on anymore. If I can't imagine being physical with him. And God damn it, I like to fuck, so this is important for me. That is all. Sorry, this has been so long. Love, Jasmine,
Trinkets. Well.
Well.
Yeah.
What do we do with this one, guys?
Well, I want to agree that she does sound like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are nicer ways to say things.
But what can you do?
So,
what can you do if you're not physically attracted to someone?
We peel back the language. I think she was trying to ham it up.
Yeah.
It's physicality. It's important to be physically attracted to somebody.
But do you cut off your soulmate because he's 300 pounds?
Well,
is it your soulmate?
Yeah, that's part of being your soulmate. It's all those things, and you want to fuck him a lot.
Yeah, also, anyone can search for a fish t-shirt on eBay. I feel like that. Have they met? Like, I'm very confused.
I don't think they've met.
It doesn't seem like they've met.
They haven't met?
I don't think so.
I thought they met once. Am I imagining?
I don't know.
Let's say they've met once or zero times.
I'm really curious about what island she lives on.
Oh,
I feel like she lives on Catalina because this sounds very LA to me.
The tourist, but I feel like it's Kauai.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was Hawaii nice. Also.
Because if it's Catalina, she could. I feel like her Tinder radius is wide enough that she could come to the mainland.
Wouldn't
and
that
meet
be
somebody.
Great, though? If it was all the tourists.
Just couldn't get there quite.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just Governor's Island, New York.
Yeah.
It's very remote.
It's like a 5-minute ferry ride.
But tourists don't go there.
I was imagining Papua New Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
This man is probably a traditional Samoan, a 300-pound warrior man. A spear fisherman by trade, and a fish t-shirt salesman by night.
Wow.
And he's just looking after her best interests. Unfortunately, his girth repulses her.
Doesn't it kind of feel like if she was just like, hey, if you lose 100 pounds, I'll blow you, he would?
Oh,
he's already searching for the... instead of spending time doing the fish research, like if he just did 50 crunches every single time he...
And she should send him, like, why don't you research this? And it's a picture of a treadmill. And then it's like...
Yeah, she's like, why don't you just change who you are? Yeah. Then maybe it could work.
Yeah, maybe if they enter into an emotionally abusive relationship, it'll be great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although I will say that...
I don't think that high five was genuine.
It's half bad, but then also half urging him to be healthier. Because 300 pounds is too large.
I think if she emailed and she was like, oh, the way that he eats repulses me. Like, I'm grossed out because all he eats is pizza and fried chicken, and I love to eat vegetables and this thing. Then it's like a different...
It's more about lifestyle.
Yeah,
not
it's more
matching.
About lifestyle and not just the way that somebody looks. And it's more like, oh, how are our lives going to integrate together if I do this and he does a totally different thing?
Right.
Hmm.
I mean, you know? Honestly, like, I don't think that there's something so wrong about, like, I don't know, like, not being attracted to that person's body. If that's, like, what, I don't know. I mean, sure, like, it's the person that's inside that counts. But I think it's better to be honest than to proceed and, like, know that you're not going to come around to it. Am I wrong? Other than trying to change the person? Isn't there someone who will love that person how they are?
Yeah, but isn't how they are unhealthy? Like, don't you want to help
him? I mean,
him?
You don't know that, you know?
Isn't 300 pounds is, like, obese or morbidly obese,
but
BMI-wise?
But, like, he could be... Ill. I don't think he could have, like, an illness that makes him obese. Right. You know what I mean?
Whatever reason he has for being unhealthy. Overweight, I think that physical attraction is important enough that... she can't enter into a relationship with somebody she actively doesn't want to sleep with.
However, isn't it easier to find like she's found the hard part, which is like the soulmate personality. Isn't it easier to ask this guy to lose 75 pounds than to find a 225 pound man that will give her all the other stuff that she loves?
Interesting theory.
I'm saying she's 90% of the way there. What is she going to start with someone who's only 10% of the way there and ask him to be the other 90?
But ask him to be into sports?
That's not going to happen. That's just Billy.
I think that maybe like the person who is both of those things exists.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, yeah. There's
but
no
she's
like,
dangerously close to finding that guy.
But she still didn't. So like, it's easier to tell somebody to change something physical about them, like their weight, than it is to tell somebody to get into the same sports and music that you're into. Mm-hmm. But it's still not necessarily good. It's still not like...
But
also, I feel like there's got to be more there. Because if she was like so fucking into him, she couldn't stand it. It just like would not matter.
Right.
It just wouldn't, you know? But there's got to be something else there that she's like, oh, nobody's fat. So I don't know what.
Yeah, maybe
I don't know.
It's what she like thinks that other people will think.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
I was just going to say, is there a world where she tries to kiss him and then just see how it goes?
I think there is that world.
Parallel yeah. universe.
Just like a little kissy kissy.
Yeah. What did she say in that thing? Like, she can't imagine putting his dick in her mouth.
His stomach and thighs.
Maybe you'll like it.
If he laid down flat on the bed, there wouldn't be a major risk of any of that.
Well, also... I'm gonna blow everyone's mind for a second.
Holy shit.
If he listened to this podcast, he would be mortified and would never want to speak to her again.
Oh.
So maybe if you're talking about the person you're dating that way, you suck.
Interesting.
That's probably
Can you imagine listening to a podcast and hearing being like, whoa, I know I'm the only person on earth searching eBay for that dumbass fish shirt.
Who lives on an island.
And I also live on he's just sitting at his desk. Could it be me? It's not.
Well, here's
it sounds heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah.
What if like our advice is to say, okay, so maybe this guy isn't for you, so just stop hanging out with him. And if that's option A, and then option B is giving him some sort of ultimatum where lose weight, I'll hang out with you.
Is the lesser of two evils?
Right.
We understand this is already an awful situation.
Maybe he would go
it's
for
it. It's a bad
it.
Situation, but they exist.
It's giving him an
I
option.
I think there's the third option is what Jake said of. Try a little kiss.
Try a little kiss.
See what happens.
There you see him.
But it sounds like she wants.
That's beautiful.
It sounds like she wants you to tell her.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like she's like, look at this awful thing I have to deal with. What should I do?
But my thighs are big too.
But I think she might be asking us for permission. I think she might be. She's like, this guy's totally gross, right? And it's nasty if I kiss him. And what if I'm like, no, actually, it's totally cool. And now she's like, oh, okay, good. Because that's kind of what I was leaning towards anyway.
So maybe you don't ask him to lose weight before you enter the relationship. You enter it. And then in a more polite, loving way, you try to urge him towards living a healthier lifestyle. And what's so
wrong
about that?
You keep coming back to this part about changing who he is.
But he's changing it for the better.
Yeah.
Is it mean to say that?
You have to educate. I don't know. We don't know. We genuinely
oh
don't.
My God.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think telling someone to change who they are for you is bad. Yeah, regardless of how. I think if the two of them entered into a relationship and they both, like, the thing about weight especially is, like, it's so much more complicated. It's not just, like, I don't like those shirts you're wearing. It's, like, somebody's body and how they treat themselves and how they're eating and, like, what sicknesses they might have.
Right.
And so they enter into...
He's lived in his body for 25 years and you've known it for 2.5
weeks. Exactly. And if you enter into a relationship and both of you are, like, here's the thing, the way that I feel, regardless of how much you weigh, the way that I feel is bad. I feel, like, sad all the time. And when I get very sad, I eat even more. And that makes me uncomfortable. And I'm embarrassed. And the two of you both feel that way. And the two of you want to change that together. That's so much more different than, like, I don't like the way you look. Please stop eating.
Right.
You know? So it's just, like, very different.
I guess what's the advice here? Go for it. Leave him alone.
I say try kissy kissy if you want it. And I feel like what you're saying is there's nothing wrong with like trying to help somebody have a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with doing it for your own purposes.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're motivated by like, I don't want to be embarrassed when we walk into a bar, then don't tell them to lose weight. But if you want to get into a relationship with him, fall in love with him, find out why he's unhealthy. And if he'd be happier, if he wants to change, then you help him do that.
It's like if he didn't feel comfortable in his body and he came to you and he was like, I don't feel comfortable in my body. Do you have any tips? Then she could be like, oh, yeah, here are all my tips. But like to just say, we've been dating for a couple of weeks and you've searched for a shirt on eBay for me. but you have to lose 100 pounds before I put your dick in my, like, that isn't cool. And I agree. I think she should try some kissy kissy.
Yeah, I'm down with kissy kissy.
Yeah.
Try the kissy kissy. See him once. Kissy. Maybe the kissy will be so good that you'll want to blow him.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
But make sure he's laying down on his back.
Yeah. Yep.
Fully supine.
Yeah. Absolutely. If not arched backwards on a medicine ball of sorts. A beach ball.
Oh man.
A yoga ball. What are those giant spheres called at the gym?
Oh yeah, what are those called?
Yoga ball, I think.
Yeah. Is it really a yoga ball?
Or are you just saying what I said accidentally?
It sounded right.
An exercise ball.
It sounded right. The last
blowjob ball. Exercise ball.
Yeah, the blowjob ball. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
BJP. Yeah.
They use them in yoga classes, but that's not what they were meant for.
Really deviant, perverted yoga classes. Claire and Danielle, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys.
How do people listen to your podcast? Couple of questions. Where can they find it?
Oh, it's part of this great thing called HeadGum.
Yeah, it's
that's
part
us.
Of the HeadGum Network.
Oh, that's you guys? Oh, okay.
So if you go to HeadGum.com, you can find it in the podcast page, or you mm-hmm. can Google search. It's Coupla with an A at the end. Questions. Yeah. And it shouldn't be too hard to find. Do you have anything else you want to plug while the mics are in your faces?
I guess a couple of questions. It's a podcast, so listen to it. That would be great.
Yeah,
we're on it. Yeah. Is our episode up when this premieres?
We'll make sure of it.
Okay, great.
Sweet.
We should probably plug like one thing each.
Okay.
So we don't sound like losers.
You go.
I'll plug. I don't have anything.
You brought it back. You're like, no, we should plug.
You're like
the kid who asked for more homework.
I draw you stuff.
Yeah,
I could draw you stuff. Like, I make people presents that they give to loved ones.
Do you have, like,
the
an
holidays
Etsy?
Are coming up. I do have an Etsy. It's Hair Creature. I got a Tumblr with my art on it. Claire Beecher Hair Creature.
That's
great. .tumblr.com.
I like Claire Beecher Hair Teacher.
Hair Creature.
Whatever.
Whatever. He likes it.
It's like Deuce Bigelow.
He was like, yeah, rhymes.
Cool. I worked on a movie, The Overnight, that's now available on iTunes, that came out over the summer. Check it out.
There we go.
That's really good. I have fashion videos on YouTube.
What the hell does that mean?
I'll make videos about fashion.
Like, really?
Guys, yeah, fashion, girls fashion, whatever?
It's like androgynous fashion, kind of. Like, whoa. Hey, I'm a girl who wants to wear boy clothes, and it's very hard to find. Here are some tips.
So not. Thing. So would there be tips for me? I'm only thinking about myself always.
Yeah, that's fine. I want to dress more androgynous.
What jeans should I wear? cool. So check those out.
Wait, what was the website?
I mean, just if you go to heydanielle.com, then you just can find all of my stuff.
All right.
And that's Danielle with two N's.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
With four R's. If you have questions for our podcast, that email address is always ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll do our best to answer it, whether Claire and Danielle are back or not. We also start and end all of our episodes with original theme songs written by you all. The opening one was written by Gabby Smooth. Saul, and this one is written by John Pilat. Pilat? P-I-L-A-T. How'd you pronounce that?
Pilates.
Johnny Pilates. thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Hi, Mr. Hurwitz. Should I come on her tits? I should mention she's my old friend's wife. And Jesus, Mir, help my penis to steer away from the challenge and strife. It would help to appease and start seizing the cheese or fend off advances from this shrew. It would be hashtag dope and I would just love to grow. At least if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.